USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Wall Street ends a brutal week Friday with the Dow setting a new closing low for 2022. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 486 points to close at 29,590. The S&P 500 also fell 64 points, and the NASDAQ dropped 198. Brian Brenberg is a professor at King's College. He says many folks are down on the economy.
The mood is pretty bleak right now. I mean, think a number of fronts. Number one, just going to the grocery store. Number two, all those folks who wanted to be in the market to buy a house, and now they're saying, my problem isn't just that prices are high, but my mortgage rates are creeping up into the 6%. Are we going to hit 7% on mortgage rates?
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The White House is condemning a move by Russia to annex some parts of Ukraine. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre labeling it as an illegitimate sham. She said Russia's referendums are a flagrant violation of international law, sovereignty, and the territorial integrity of Ukraine. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is introducing a Commitment to America, which is a legislative plan for Republican members if they win control of the House in the upcoming midterms. Speaking in Pittsburgh, House Minority Whip Steve Scalise explains why he supports this plan.
We wanted to lay out a bold conservative vision to show the country there's hope again. There's not just one direction that's far left, that's big government socialism, that's wrecking this great country. There is a better way.
The Louisiana Republican joining McCarthy and other Republicans in Pittsburgh. Ford Motor Company has delayed deliveries of certain vehicles because they didn't have the blue oval badges that go on them. USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Texas Democratic Congressman Vicente Gonzalez says he has a solution to the border crisis. He tells Fox News it involves setting up a safe zone on the border of Guatemala and Mexico where migrants who apply for asylum would be allowed to fly to their destination in the United States.
This is an idea that I pitched to President Trump when he was in office, and he liked it. But it was right before the pandemic hit, and once the pandemic hit globally, he enacted Title 42. He triggered Title 42, and then that was the end of this conversation.
More and more Americans are rolling up their sleeves.
The CDC is reporting 4.4 million Americans have rolled up their sleeves for the updated COVID-19 booster shot. Thursday, public health experts discounted President Biden's remarks that the pandemic is over. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The father of an Iranian woman who died in police custody says Iranian authorities are lying about her death. Amjad Amini spoke to BBC Persia and accused the police of telling lies and refusing to let him see his daughter. Masha Amini was arrested last week for allegedly wearing her headscarf incorrectly, and her death has sparked protests across Iran. Chicago fire officials say the cause of a deadly apartment building explosion on the city's west side was ignited by natural gas. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.